All right, it's Competition Wednesday here on the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. All right, so we've now, because we had to reconfigure our pick, so we're going to go to the extra segment here. And we have three games that we're each going to pick. And if we're tied, like we were this week, so we're just not going to have a winner this week, and this will carry over into next week. But next week we'll have a head-to-head tiebreaker. And that's how that's going to work. So we've selected that game. We've selected our three other games. And, now we're going to reveal to you our picks on this Competition Wednesday. And then coming up at six, our pick six at six, we'll hear more from Dan Quinn and, we'll get to the top storylines of the day from Command Land. All right. Let's do it, Anthony. Who do you got? I'll let you go first this week. What is your first game in Competition Wednesday? Three games we got to pick against the spread.
So my first game, baby, Dallas minus six. Tomorrow's Thursday night football game. They play a divisional rival in the Giants. The Giants stink. But for some reason, hey.
They didn't last week.
Yeah, they were able to beat the Browns. But the Browns also stink. I think Dallas, this is a game you got to have. You got to go out there and make a statement. A lot of people writing Dallas off right now. And I hope Dallas doesn't write those guys back. And they go out there, prove everybody that they're still a legitimate team in the NFL.
I did think about this game, but from the New York side of it. But then I was also like, I kind of like it from the Dallas side of it because I learned my lesson last week about division games on Thursday Night Football with a 6.5-point favorite. And Thursday Night Football is just too much for me to touch. I'm like, let's be smart. Let's stay away from Thursday Night Football. Instead, I would pick a division game on a Sunday. Atlanta and New Orleans. Atlanta just played the Chiefs to a 5-point game.
Yep.
And they're looking better and better by the week. I have no idea what the Saints are. But the Falcons, I think most people would look at this and say, hey, the Saints should be favored based off what they did the first 2 weeks. The Falcons haven't proven anything yet. And yet the Falcons are 2.5-point favorites. So it feels like they're begging you to take the Saints. So I'm going to take the Falcons. And I just think this is the week they put it together. Defensively, I think they can turn Derek Carr over a couple times. Even though I'm taking a favorite, I'll take the home favorite. I'll take the Falcons to then level things in the division. They would both be 2-2.
I like that one. I'm not going to lie. Like it a lot. I didn't want to pick that game, though. It scared me a little bit.
All these games scare me.
Nah,
there's both
real.
Like games I like, but then I'm like, do I really want to?
Yeah.
This is how you get in trouble gambling, kids. 1-800-GAMBLING is the hotline where this is just for entertainment.
The next game that I took the Seahawks plus 3.5. And I think that that half a point is going to be the difference in this game. I think
this is the Monday nighter against the Lions.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
track at home.
A close game. I think it's going to be a close game. Maybe the Seahawks walk it off with a field. I mean, not the Seahawks. The Lions walk it off with a field goal. But I think the Seahawks defense is going to, they got something to say.
Yeah. My heart wants to take Detroit in this and just be like, tough. It's going to be Monday night. It's going to be rowdy atmosphere, but I kind of think the Seahawks are up for it. So I do think this will be a great game. This is like a lot of Monday night games. I'm like, I've watched enough. I watched 7 hours of football at least on Sunday. Like I'm good. I don't need to watch Monday night football. Unless it's a really interesting game. And this one qualifies. I think this one's going to be on in the Hoffman household next Monday night. However, Anthony, for my pick, I am going to a game that I'm spending 0 seconds on. I am not watching this game. I will monitor the score only because I'm picking it. I cannot believe that I am putting any emotional investment in this game because it might wind up being one of the worst games on the NFL schedule all year long.
Uh-oh.
And that game is Titans-Dolphins, the other Monday nighter.
That's so fun.
The Dolphins don't know who they're playing at quarterback. Skylar Thompson's day-to-day with a chest injury. And they're favored by one. Give me the Titans. I know they've been terrible. I know that Will Levis has been an adventure wrapped inside an enigma, wrapped inside a, I don't even know. But realistically, the Titans have enough that I go, I think they can beat that Dolphins team. The Dolphins are in a bad way, man.
Do you not have faith in Mike McDonald?
I do have a lot of faith in Mike McDaniel. But I mean, like, the thing is, the way their system is set up, like, I don't know that he's going to be able to fix it in a week. Like, their system is so set up for Tua to be the quarterback and to get the ball out quickly. Their offensive line's not very good.
Yeah.
Like, then if you can sit on the run, like, you kind of force some things down the field, and it's just not really set up for them to do that. Their quarterbacking's not... The Titans stink, bro. And the more I think about it, the more I don't want to do it. So I'm just going to hold my nose and take the Titans. It feels dumb until I win next week.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd rather see it before I could actually still believe it. The last game that I'm going to pick is the Sunday night football game with the Ravens and your Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
I think this is the game. You know, Josh Allen's going to come back down to earth. All those people that are talking about the Bills, the best team in the NFL. And
I mean, they have been so far.
I mean, yeah, they look good. You know, they played the Jags last week. But, you know, we'll see what they do.
Thoroughly embarrassed them.
Yeah, they did. But we'll see what they do, like, against
their offense
this.
They've had the same number of punts, I think, the last couple weeks as the Commanders.
Dang.
Yeah, like, I don't think they punt. Like, I think the only team that punted on Monday night between two games was the Jags.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just – I think Baltimore is going to run off on the Bills, man. I got them at 2.5, so I guess they're begging you to pick Buffalo?
I mean, I don't think that's that stinky of a fish where it's like, okay. I mean, the Ravens at home, they say you get 3 points at home. So they're telling you the Bills are half point better.
I'm still trying to, you know,
with the home field advantage, Sunday night football. Like, I've seen Lamar do too much in primetime. I have too much respect for the Ravens to pick the Bills, even though I want to. And also just, I'm like, are the Ravens really going to drop to 1-3?
I hope you pick the Bills, Craig.
I'm not going to pick the Bills. Okay. I'm going to upset you in a different way.
Oh.
I'm going against your Colts. The Steelers are going into Indy, and they only have to win by 1.5. So
okay.
Unless they win by 1, as long as they win, I'm good. Which, watch me get screwed by that. But, like, this defense, this Mike Tomlin defense, this T.J. Watt defense that hasn't given up 10 points to anybody so far this year, yep, against the current version that we're seeing of Anthony Richardson, there's some boom or bust potential for sure, but I think they'll be able to shut down some of the big plays, and I don't trust Anthony Richardson not to turn the ball over a ton. Like, this has at least one pick six all over it.
Dang! At least?
Dude, he is...
He does make boneheaded plays.
He is erratic.
Yeah.
Erratic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go Pittsburgh -1.5 at Indy.
Well, I can't wait for next Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't either. Okay, should we tie again, Anthony? We are taking the biggest spread on the board. And I told myself I was not going, like, after last week, after what they did against the Jets, I'm done with the Patriots. And here I am again. New England is a 10-point dog in San Francisco. I'm basically taking the 10 points blind and just hoping that it's the NFL and teams don't win by 10 points very often. I'm taking the plus 10. You're taking the San Francisco minus 10. And somehow I'm sitting, for the fourth week out of four, I am sitting on the Patriots. Although this one is in break glass in case of emergency only.
Well, this one's concerning, too. More and more injuries for San Fran. Javon Hargrave, I think, is out for the season. So that's
yes,
more concerning.
Yes, it is. But you're the one who suggested this game, so.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't go with the Browns or the Raiders. Couldn't go with any of these other teams.
Is there... There's another game that I just saw that I kind of want to sub.
Philly-Tampa.
No, I did think about that one. Like, Rams-Bears, Chicago's favored by 2.5. I'm so scared that Chicago figures it out, but the Rams are so well coached and Chicago's not.
Yeah.
Do I bet against the Bears again? I guess I bet on the Bears. In week, I guess I bet on the Bears twice.
Why don't we go Minnesota Green Bay?
Which side of that? I don't know which side of that I want. That's the problem.
I think that makes it even better because I don't know which side I want either.
Well, that's not very much of a competition. We're just flipping a coin.
Well,
I'm supposed to compete, Anthony.
I think I want to go with Minnesota then.
I don't feel strongly enough to not.
Well, I think I want to go with Green Bay.
I don't feel strongly enough. If you wanted Chicago, if you wanted Chicago, I would sub Rams Bears. If not, I kind of want to sub Rams Bears for my Titans Dolphins pick.
You sub them for your Titans Dolphins pick. I'm okay. Not going with the Bears at all. They stink.
I can't bring myself to bet on Will Levis. That's the sign of a healthy human. All right, I'm going LA plus 2.5. LA plus 2.5 against Chicago.
I bet against the Bears. Right?
No, I do not. I thought about it, but I bailed out at the last second.
I mean, do you feel confident that Jacksonville will cover?
Did you see what happened to them on Monday night?
Okay, just making sure.
No. Would I bet on it if I had to choose a side? Yes.
Or what about the Commanders game?
I don't know what to do with that game, bro.
Me either.
I certainly don't want to bet on Arizona.
Me either.
And they're favored, so I bet on Washington. So that's, but then I want to stay away from Washington because that feels like extra juju.
Okay.
I will give you till the end of the commercial break to try to find another suitable alternative, so you don't have to take San Francisco minus 10. But other than that, I've got Atlanta minus 2.5, Pittsburgh minus 1.5, LA plus 2.5, and then New England plus 10 is the tiebreaker. Anthony has San Francisco minus 10, and then.
San Fran minus 10, Dallas minus 6, Seahawks plus 3.5, Baltimore minus 2.5, baby.
All right, that's Competition Wednesday. We'll see how we do next Wednesday. And one of us definitely will be spinning the wheel of mediocre punishment. When we get back, pick 6 time, we'll get you updated on the latest Commanders headlines of the day.